Don't mention it.
I'd like to call the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, and Transit Committee meeting to order. We're in the Karen L. Binder Library on the sixth floor of the Ulster County Office Building. The date is July 30th, 2018. The time is now 6 p.m. Mary, would you call roll, please?
Legislator Archer?
Present.
Legislator DeLon? Legislator Litz?
Here.
Legislator Mayo? Legislator Rodriguez?
Present.
Legislator Waltman?
Here.
Chairman Maloney?
Here. Everyone was emailed the minutes of our July 3rd meeting electronically, and you also have them in your packets, I believe. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to, as the minutes is presented?
I'll move the minutes to be accepted.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Legislator Waltman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to resolutions for our August 14, 2018 regular legislative session. Resolution number 325, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county in NetSmart Technologies Incorporated. That falls under the Department of Information Services. Mr. De Leon is here this evening. Would you please explain to the committee briefly what this is about?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Chairman Maloney.
You're very welcome.
So, NetSmart Technologies, this is the Department of Health, Home Care and Public Health Information.
Sure.
Helps them capture that information, provides statistics for timing, allows them to extrapolate information to use amongst the nurses, field staff, managers, admin level fiscal team. And then also, they work closely with finance to pull information that they need for budget and cost planning. So, supporting a wide range of functions for the Department of Health.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion?
I'm going to move it and I have a question afterwards.
Okay, there is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Legislator Archer. Legislator Rodriguez, question.
Thank you. Just really quickly, and it's just more of a generic thing, I'm probably going to have this on all the other ones as well, which is basically, I see it's Amendment 15.
Yes.
So, you know, at what point are we then going out back out to RFP to kind of go and retest the market as to where we're at? I realize probably some of these are OGS contracts that you may be piggybacking off of, but just at what point are we sort of then at that point reevaluating, you know, what we're using, and then also on top of that, what we're paying?
Right. So with... not really answering that question, but just looking at the cost of where we're at. The Amendment 15, and it gets to the point about being Amendment 15, is that according to the Department of Health, this is finally at a point where it's useful to them, and that there is a very limited space that would allow them to do all of the things that they needed to do. It would be more cost effective than, say, this. So we did have a decrease, $1,500 from the previous year. But to answer your question, finally, the recommendation
finally
from IS and is that we do move that to an RFP for this next year.
Okay. Because the contract dates back to 2003.
Right.
So, I mean, this contract has actually been going on as long as I've been a legislator. So that's why it's like, all right. At what point are we? At what point do we go and, you know? So, you already answered it, which is basically at some point you're going to go through this. You're going through this amendment, and then afterwards you're going to be considering going to RFP.
By mid-year, we'll be looking at opportunities.
Mid-year this year?
Yes.
Thank you.
Next year.
Next year.
I was going to say, because we're already at mid-year now.
Oh, that's true.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Moving on, resolution number 326, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and InfoQuick Solutions Incorporated. Mr. De Leon.
So this did go through an RFP process. It's the new land records software and implementation services and software maintenance and support county clerk. Land records, real property module, passport, fines collection, e-recording, e-filing, redaction, think of that. There's also two other pieces to this. So the other being there's a request to do land records verification services. So everything pre-1984 to validate those records, that's going to take this InfoQuick Solutions is going to go through the legwork of validating those documents and then ensuring that they're up to date and accurate. And then the final part is just the revenue sharing portion between the county and InfoQuick Solutions.
Very good. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Rodriguez.
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Litz. Question, Hector?
Okay, yes. So this is a five-year agreement, right?
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Deputy County Executive, and this to you as well. Yes, we always have the obligation, or the opportunity, rather, to escape from these kinds of contracts, even though it's a five-year. There's still a 60 or a 90 on this one?
Without looking at the specific contract? I mean, I could
normally it's 90, I mean, like, or 60,
typically,
so
it's
saying,
a 60-day at our convenience.
Yeah. But that is in here, right? It's supposed to be boilerplate in here. I'm just trying to make sure.
I could look through it.
Article 28, I think.
Okay, I'm on Article 25 and 4. Okay, termination. Got it. All right. And then what's the revenue sharing, Joe, on this?
So the revenue sharing on this one is 30-70, 70% county, 30% vendor.
Okay. So we're paying them the $435 over the course of 5 years, and they get the 30% on top of that.
That is correct. The contract amount does not include
an estimate of what that 30% would be. Okay.
So there are, I was given some amplifying information by the county clerk, so there are proposals to increase the fees, subscriber fees, for both out-of-state and in-state.
That's what I was going to ask.
Well,
right.
Well, then one of the things maybe to include in this resolution just going forward, and maybe something we can add before session, is what our estimate is on the income side of this.
So,
a ballpark. It's not legally binding if it ends up being estimated to be $100,000 over the course of 5 years or whatever it is. You know, I'm assuming somebody must have done an estimate as to how much revenue is going to get.
Yeah. So the county clerk did do an estimate. So the revenue generated for 17 was 78.
Is it in here?
And then the 19 proposed increases, they're looking at projected revenue for 19 of 160. Hmm.
So
it's not in the resolution.
It's not in the resolution.
Okay, I'm like looking through the back over here to see if there's maybe
some amplifying information from the county clerk.
Yeah, the only thing I've got on here is just the
and it, because it's proposed, it's
right.
It's,
Hector, do you think it'd be wise to put that in there when it really is
no
future?
But we will go and put in these documents whether or not there's estimated revenue and how much that estimated revenue is. So you're saying that they're estimated to be 160, therefore then...
In the second year.
In the second
year. On the second year, I apologize.
78 in the first.
So then...
78 was for 17 generated.
Oh, sorry.
And then for 19.
Okay, sorry about that. So if that's the case, then... So the vendor then is also then getting, what, 80,000?
80,000 in
the... Over that same period?
A lot of money.
You know what I'm saying? No, they're getting 80,000 plus whatever we're paying for the software in the first place. Okay. All right.
Any other questions? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 327, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Computer Professionals International, Inc. Mr. DeLeon again.
Computer Professionals International, Inc. They assist the county, namely IS, and by virtue IS, the entire county, with Tier 2 and Tier 3 support on both network and server issues. They also provide us design and planning assistance for new initiatives involving network and server infrastructure. In addition, consulting to inform us on maybe new products that would work well in our environment. So they're involved in the design of the county's environment, and they're very knowledgeable.
First off, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move it.
All right, good. Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Litz. Question, Hector?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, all right. So... Number one, why don't you explain what Tier 2 and Tier 3 means for us? So
tier 1 is your basic help desk, desktop support. Tier 2...
Turn it on and turn it off and unplug it?
Right. Tier two is it gets into networking. Tier three is server design, routing. It becomes much more complex at the second and third levels. And there's even a fourth level, but that's more more development.
Is there a secret handshake?
There might be a five.
Okay. So we're paying $45,000 a year for I apologize. This is the amendment amount is $45,000. Total is $365,000. So I imagine we're paying $45,000 per year, right, for this particular service?
We've had them since 2012, and the aggregate is $365,000.
Yeah, but $365,000 that was from previous years. That's why it's the contract amendment, right? Or is that?
No. That's the.
So then we're paying them $365,000 this year?
No. Just
the 45.
The 45 brings it up to 365.
Yeah.
The 45 brings us to the end of this year.
Which is what we were just saying. Yeah, I got it.
It brings us to the end of 18, though.
Right. Yes. So what we pay them depends on initiatives. It depends on we're doing an Active Directory server upgrade. So it depends on getting their support to come in and help us with the implementation, with the design. So it really depends on, it's essentially retainer fees so that we can bring them in, give us the 24/7 support that we require.
But for how long are we going to be continuing to need that service, though?
This is, right now, definitely. We're always going to need that support.
Mark Armstrong.
No, that's okay. So this is a retainer fee, and whether we use them or not, they get paid this amount?
No.
Or to $45,000 in services.
Right.
So what did we bill last year?
Their fees, I don't know that information, but they're $155 an hour.
Okay. And there's specific expertise that is lacking in your department.
Correct.
To help with specific issues.
Yes.
It'd be great to know how much of that we use. I mean, it consistently, do we use the same amount every year, or has it fluctuated depending on whether you're going through major changes or not, I get. But it would just be interesting where we got that number. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Ryder,
so if I could just have one quick comment. I believe they are on state contract, if not one of the other cooperatives. But last year,
yes.
IS went out to quote for these services. Didn't go at RFP, but went and sought multiple quotes. And I think you said the next low was 180, and the next beyond that was like 260 an hour.
180, 260, and then one service just didn't provide us a quote.
So
they elected or decided not to.
They have engaged in a procurement process to make sure that this is the most cost-effective way to get these services.
And so they've been able to bring their price down per hour because it is a cooperative quote for multiple counties. Is that the way it works?
Yes.
Yeah. Oftentimes. Yeah.
Okay. So we're not sacrificing a level of expertise because of the lower cost, are we?
No, we're not.
Okay. Thanks.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 328, approving the execution of a contract amendment in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county in Geoa B. Emberte, Inc., DBA, Newcastle Communications and Information Services. Is there a second?
Second.
Legislator Waltman. Any questions for Mr. De Leon? Or Mr. De Leon, would you please update us just briefly on exactly what this service is?
Yes, sir. This is the county's VoIP phone system. So
IP.
It's the software assurance and maintenance, managed services, and then we also included Office Watch call accounting system. So it was on a separate contract before we moved it to this contract so that we're keeping everything together. That it doesn't keep popping up as Newcastle.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. So this one is Amendment 3. And so I guess just out of curiosity, when are we going back out on this one?
So looking at that, I looked at the next logical step for the county would be we have a lot of these servers that are on our premise. we look at what's out there now, cloud-based services, cloud-based PBX, which is a voice system in the cloud. To do that now, we would look at $15 per phone, anywhere from $15 to $19 per phone, which would put us at $200 to $225 per year. Right now, we're at just over $10 per phone. So it's for the foreseeable future, unless there's more competitors in the space that are going to bring it down to right around $10 per phone. It's not economical for us to go out and look for a better solution, because we would also have to invest in devices. So we're talking maybe another $100 per phone.
But that just depends on whether or not are you going to be getting equipment that then lasts that long. So I understand some of the hesitancy, but by the same token, it's also, I'm also looking at this saying myself, it's $141,000.
I think it has about at least 2 to 3 years left with the devices, because they're not breaking on us, they're still working.
But in 2 years' time, you're thinking that then at that point we may want to be looking at
I think the technology, the space would have more competitors, because right now you just have like Vonage, you have Ring Central, you have a few other players, there's still more and more people that are getting into the space.
Back when I had a landline, Vonage was literally dirt cheap, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, really,
Ring Central
that's
isn't that bad either.
It's not that bad, but they're still, we want to look at essentially going from devices on desks to soft phones, which are, in applications on your computer, your desktop laptop. We do use a lot of county issued cell phones, mobile phones. So if you have a mobile phone, why do you need a phone on your desk? If that could run an app that provides you your county issued phone number. So there's, those are opportunities, but just right now it's not economical. There's not enough players out there that are going to give us what we need for $10 per phone.
And this takes us through October 2019,
yes.
And at that point we would assess technology is changing all the time.
Yes.
So.
Mr. Ryder, comment?
Yeah, so in 2015 when we decided to go this way, as purchasing director, I sat down with Sylvia, and basically we had Newcastle, which I think is on OGS contract. We had another vendor that was on an NJPA contract, and another vendor on GSA. And we went out and got quotes for the three, and they were by far the most competitive and offered us everything that we needed. So, again, like Joe said, I think before we start refreshing phones with this system, we should look at going back out to either do similar procurement than we did or do an RFP.
If we can make the justification to be able to kind of go and actually purchase, actual equipment, I'm not trying to say that you do that. I'm just saying that we just
right.
let's look into it. That's
yep.
all I mean. Whenever I see amendment number whatever, I'm going to ask that question. Just because
right.
it's just, unfortunately, I've just seen too often we default back into just doing another amendment just because it's simpler and easier
right.
as opposed to actually going and putting in the legwork. And it happens a lot. I mean, not that's not a critique. It's just everyone does it. So.
Very good. Thank you, Hector. Any other questions for Mr. DeLeon? Hearing none on resolution number 328. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolution number 348, urging the Governor Cuomo and the New York State Senate to approve appointment of Hillary Smith to the Olympic Regional Development Authority ORDA Board in accordance with Chapter 60 of the New York State Laws of 2012.
I'll move it.
Moved.
Second.
Second by Legislator Archer. Okay.
We all have a copy of her resume.
Yes. I don't know if I saw a resume. Everyone was emailed on the committee a memo from Legislator Donaldson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody received that. If anybody would like a copy of what was sent out earlier.
It's on your computer.
Good point.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, did you say you didn't receive the resume?
No. I haven't seen the resume.
It's on the
attached
to the resolution.
On Friday even.
Okay. Now is this going to replace John Parity?
Hey, Raj.
Yes.
So the question I do have is there is currently at this time there is not a vacancy.
The order regs, as I read them, do not specify how you remove someone or the term for which they serve. So I think that it's actually something that should be addressed by the order board, is the lack of clarity about that. Retirement of Joe Kelly, the Delaware County representative, raises this issue. We could, I guess, try to get something from ORTA, that language from them, if they feel that there needs to be language removing John Parity. I don't think that language is necessary. I think they can do that upon receiving a recommendation that they have. There's only positions on that board for two representatives from the Catskills. So if a new representative is suggested from Delaware County, as I'm sure they're doing, and we do one from Ulster County, then they will have to remove him in order to seat the person we're recommending.
Right.
Also, just did want to introduce to the board that Hillary Smith, who is here this evening, and if you didn't have her resume, she does have copies.
We all. It came
I'm
with
sure
the resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. And then it's also in our packet.
Last page.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's
okay. Got a jumbotron to put this up on. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're apparently getting TVs in here. Who knew?
Mm-hmm. So
let's make sure.
All right.
Yeah, we can relive session.
So, do you want me or someone to inquire with ORTA of whether or not this resolution should recommend this, you know, in terms of replacement? I think it, you know.
Well, first I'd like to try to kind of understand that right now there is not a vacancy to be filled.
The new positions at ORTA for the Catskills were created when ORTA took over the management of the Beller Mountain Ski Center, and they specifically state that there would be a representative from Delaware County and from Ulster County. Delaware County appointed a citizen representative, Joe Kelly, who was at that time president of the Coalition to Save Bel Air, and Ulster County decided to nominate the legislator from the district. That was at that time John Parity, and he served during the entire term of his being a member of the legislature. When he was not reelected and I was elected to that district, I came and spoke with leadership, the chairman and both the majority and minority leaders, about the fact that now we had somebody who's no longer a legislator, who was appointed on the basis of his being the representative from that district, still serving, and that also that I am a member and actually officer leader of a group that is suing, not ORTA, but is suing the DEC and Crossroads Ventures over the environmental review of their project at Bel Air Mountain. And that therefore, having me as the sitting legislator of the district bring my name forward was at best awkward, potentially controversial and maybe not helpful. So we considered other alternatives, and based on the fact that Delaware County had been served well from a citizen representative with skills, the relevant skills, I asked the majority leader to bring forward the name of Hillary Smith, who's a experienced and talented planner with connections in all of the recreational realms that the are being discussed for Bel Air, as well as the community arts and events realms that are being proposed or have been proposed. So while it may technically be correct that there is no vacancy, that is, in my view, a gap in the ORTA bylaws and should be addressed.
First, Herbie had his hand up.
Couple things. If there's a vacancy in a legislative district, we can't put someone from outside the district in. The way I see this is Delaware County has a seat, Ulster County has a seat. The vacancy occurs in Delaware County. if we appoint someone there, so you're going to have two people from Ulster County and no one from Delaware, which I think is not what it was set up to do. I know you spoke about the issue of being a legislator and moving in and doing all of those things, and he's no longer a legislator, but I think he's appointed as a person. And Hillary Smith is not a legislator, so I don't understand why that dynamic was even discussed. As far as I know, John Parity is doing a pretty good job. I haven't heard anything good or bad about his performance on ORTA. I know he tends to be a very committed person and works very hard at whatever he does. And to unseat him when there's not even a vacancy seems kind of odd.
I think it is a gap that there's no specific term set for the people who are appointed to this board. I think it would be a mistake to think of it as a lifelong appointment. It was written into the nomination at the time that John Parity was appointed that he was a legislator from the district. That's why the appointment is being made.
I'm reading this and it says 7 to 9 members to allow one member from each Delaware and Ulster counties as appointed by the governor. And if you're saying that John was appointed solely because he was a legislator in that district, well then obviously then you would be the next person in line. I don't know Hillary. I've never met you. Nice to see you. But as far as I know, you're not running for the legislature, and you're not a legislator, so I don't know why that's a prerequisite to sitting on the ORTA board. I don't think it is a prerequisite. I think it's just that an interested party in, that lives in that area. Anyway, I've said my 2 cents.
Legislator Rodriguez.
All right, so number one, Google is our friend. So, from what I'm reading here on the bylaws of ORTA, it says that the term is for 5 years. Now, I don't know when was he...
Maybe they put that in.
When was he... Now, I'm just saying, I'm looking at the bylaws of the New York State Olympic Regional Development Authority. Article 1, name, purpose, and board membership. So let's flip through to... Mm-hmm. Hold on. Term of Board of Directors. The appointment of a member of the Board of Directors pursuant to paragraph A of section 3 of the bylaws shall be for a term of 5 years. Members may be reappointed for subsequent terms. Members shall continue to hold office until their successors have been appointed and qualified. In the event of a vacancy during the term of a member's appointment by reason of death, resignation, disqualification, or otherwise, such vacancy shall be filled for the unexpired term in the same manner of the original appointment, which is why Delaware County is reappointing somebody. However, the question becomes, when was John Parity appointed in the first place? We have a certain date on that one. When was he appointed?
I don't know the date, but I think it's more than 5 years. I looked up the resolution a while ago. He was appointed in, I think, his first term.
Did he get reappointed?
No, because he would continue to serve until a replacement.
He succeeded, yeah.
Remember, that's why that language, that's why I was originally going to jump in and say...
Well, what was Bel Air first included
in that?
About 6 years ago.
Mm. All right.
It's not that, but...
I think he was reappointed. I believe, I remember.
Are we sure about that, though, out of curiosity? Not that...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would make the suggestion to this committee and the legislature that we contact ORTA and find out. I mean, we shouldn't be shooting ourselves in the foot or voting in the dark. It's a very simple inquest to ask if Mr. Parity's term is up, and then it would trigger whether we need a resolution or not. We're putting forth a resolution without even knowing.
We don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to wait and see.
Mary's going to get us the...
Mary's going to get us some...
I could not find any resolution reappointing. I did look for that as well.
Okay. Well, again,
and
did we
in
have
terms
any
of
correspondence from ORTA that...
Well, if you're in your first year and he served 2 terms, it hasn't been 5 years.
I think he was appointed during his first term, which was...
How many terms did he have? 2?
3.
3?
Yeah.
He served 2 years, not chair. 2 years as chair, 2 years as not chair. Or rather, in more plain speak... He was actually 2 years when Terry Bernardo was there, right?
Yes.
He was 2 years, and then he was, you know, then he was chair for 2 years, and then he was there 2 years after he wasn't chair.
2012.
He wasn't on the board when he was a chair, was
he? April 2nd, 2012.
Yeah. He was on the order board when he was chair?
Oh, yeah.
So it was in April that his term was up.
The press release came out.
Yep, I think that's right. That sounds like the resolution, which I think Mary is looking for.
Says, I got this, says November 2012, the resort was transferred from New York State DC to the Olympic to Orta, November 2012.
Sorry, I didn't bring the resolution appointing legislator Parity from that week. I think Carrie may have found it.
It's about like 5.5 years.
Yeah. Hmm. But then, when did subsequent to that, when was the some of them?
It didn't look like he was ever reappointed.
And this is an appointment ultimately is made by the governor, correct?
That's correct.
So does the governor have unilateral authority to put anyone on this board that he feels?
I think so.
Yeah. So we can make a recommendation, but then the governor has the unilateral authority to.
That is correct. The governor did take the recommendation of both Delaware County and Ulster County 5 years ago, and I would expect the governor to. Take our recommendation. It would surprise me if he didn't, but he has the authority not to.
Kathy, earlier you said that you are suing the Crossroads Adventures Project. You're one a participant in that.
Yes.
And I'm just, maybe I'm reaching here, but you putting forth Hillary, and Hillary is a planner. You and I have had this discussion. Bel Air Mountain and Crossroad Ventures are intertwined. If that hotel is ever built, they're going to be utilizing the mountain, and the improvements that have been made at the mountain enhance each other. So that's my question is, I want to make sure that the representative, you and I, have had this discussion, that someone that's positive about the projects moving this county forward.
Well, if you like, you can ask Ms. Smith that question. I have not tried to find someone for this position that would be an opponent to the Crossroads Project, nor a proponent of it. The project was proposed almost 20 years ago. A lot has happened since then. And I think that somebody who is not deeply embroiled in it on either side, doesn't have an axe to grind, could be very helpful. So I haven't discussed the project in depth, and I would expect that if we appoint Hillary Smith to this position, that people can come with their arguments about why it's a good thing or why there are some problems. And that as a planner, she would be in a good position to take those positions and bring out the best of both of those. Because I think there are perspectives on the project that over 20 years have not been totally harmonized, but I think there are important points. The potential for economic development on that mountain and the potential for Bel Air to continue to serve well to the community, something I care deeply about. One of the things I'm most concerned about is that the winter season is shrinking and the summer season is expanding on its shoulders. The winter season had always been very hard for our rural area up there, which was why Bel Air was created in the first place. But in the current year, and it seems to be on a slope, we're seeing the summer, which has always been a very good time for the region, starting sooner and ending later. And there are other recreational opportunities at Bel Air that I would like to see pursued, especially mountain biking, which is becoming very big for Ulster County and the entire region, Windham also adding to that. and other types of activities at Bel Air that have dried up since Orta took over, such as the music festival. Mm-hmm. And I think that somebody who can move Orta to do more with some of these other kinds of recreation, as well as there are lots of complaints in the community, including from the Coalition to Save Bel Air, about the way Orta is actually managing the ski mountain. They give a lot of attention to Gore and Whiteface, but Bel Air has not had attention. And even though there were some recent investments, people in my district are very unhappy about the fact that they don't have working lifts when they have snow on the mountain. So I think it's not the case that everything is smooth and running well in terms of Orta's management. And I'm much less concerned about the resort in that picture than I am some of these other factors. And I looked for a person who was not already somebody who had a firmly committed position on the resort. I could have put my own name forward. I could have put somebody else's name forward who's a skier and a mountain biker, but he has also worked with the organization that's been opposing the resort. And so I didn't think that was as good as trying to find someone who, you know, it's not necessarily easy to find somebody who doesn't have a firm position on this, but that's what I was looking for. And Ms. Smith has indicated she'd be happy to be interviewed by this committee or speak with you, you know, about that or any other issue. And if you didn't feel that she was a fair representative for the region, then I would understand you're not supporting her.
Understood. Any other questions? Or I think what we direction, and it's up to this committee, until we find out exactly the status of that position, where, you know, Mr. Parity is. Is he appointed? Is he not appointed? Is it expired? Okay. But I would like, if we're going to have an interview, I would like the entire committee to be here. Okay. I did not know Ms. Hillary was going to be here this evening till about 20 after 5. So you were supposed to call me. No, just teasing. All right. Any other discussion? Is there a motion to postpone this?
And would there be a chance that this could get in this month, or are you postponing with the idea that the appointment would be held until next month?
I'm thinking more of next month, to be honest, until we get everybody back from vacations. And
well, we're missing
Mr. DeLon and Ms. Mayo. Motion by Legislator Litz.
I'll make a second.
Second by Legislator Waltman. Any other discussion?
I mean, what do you think?
Well, do we have when John was appointed? The date?
Sometime in what? You said to turn it over in November.
In November 2012 is when the ownership of the Bel Air Ski Center was transferred.
But was he always our only representative?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, he had Mike Bernholtz, too, for a while. Wasn't he a...
Yeah, but that may have been before John, though.
There's also a citizens advisory board.
Was
on the citizens advisory.
I don't think he's on that.
When I pulled up minutes, I apologize. I'm sorry.
No.
When I pulled up minutes of Orta, he's popping up in 2012. So I know it goes back at least that far. I did not go back to 2011 or whatever. But remember, he would have been elected in 2011, and therefore then started serving in 2012. That's why it makes sense that he pops up in 2012's minutes. So it had to have been from 2012. So meaning a 5-year appointment would have been till 2017. I have no idea. I just did a Google search, to go and see whether or not he was reappointed. Do you actually have something there that
no,
he was reappointed or no?
At the end of Mark? 2017.
June 21st is when the press release went out from the legislature.
Of
2012.
But he said, didn't he say it was November of 12?
When it was created.
When they...
This
over.
Talks about John Parity being put on the board.
Okay, so the board was created before they took the mountain over.
They've had an Orta board since the Olympics, not just the most recent Olympics in New York, but since
1932.
Yeah, so Orta has been long existing. And in the end of the year 2017, we did, the Ulster County Legislature, before I was installed, did appoint Rob Stanley and Tom White as our community member members.
Yeah,
because I discussed that with the leadership, as I had already been voted in but had not yet taken my seat in the fall of 2017. Those resolutions had already gone to this committee, and so we did not have an opportunity to have new membership considered at that time for the yeah. community members.
I don't think he was reappointed. I think he's been continuing to serve, because we have not put forward a resolution to go and submit to the governor for a reappointment, which means then he's serving the rest of his term. That's why I'm a little hesitant about holding off on it. I mean, you know, unless there's, meaning like not for that reason, like if the rationale is you want the full board here, okay, that's one thing. I mean, he would have had to have been appointed in 2012. Mark, you said you pulled up the press release where it's June 2012.
It said last week.
Okay. Yeah.
The governor nominated him.
So there you go. I mean,
so
it would have been.
June
2012. Yeah. No, meaning, anyway, I'm saying, but we're still past 5 years. That's the point,
right.
I guess. His appointment can only last 5 years per the order bylaws themselves. So meaning then he then continues to serve until a successor has been appointed by this legislature. We have not issued a resolution. Therefore, the governor is probably the governor would not have reappointed him. It would have just been held until this legislature goes and submits another resolution, which is what this process actually is.
One other point: I did speak with Legislator DeLon and Legislator Mayo about the fact that I was submitting this resolution. So, if there were an opportunity to pass the resolution out of committee and hold an interview if you wanted to do that. If there were concerns by the committee, I'm sure the sponsor would be willing to withdraw the resolution before it came to a vote, and that would allow us to make an appointment in a timely fashion.
Okay. I'll be honest, I would like to have the full committee here, mm-hmm. so putting it off 1 month is not going to kill this thing.
I mean, it's been since the end of 17, so it's been seven, eight months.
And are you going to recommend an interview? Have
I wouldn't,
Ms.
yes.
Smith come back and
put your questions together.
You put your questions together. You're the ones that are talking about interviewing. I think her resume looks fine. So you know, and I think what Kathy had just put forth with regards to her background and expertise. But I mean, we haven't spoken to her, so. If that's your intent in the next meeting, then let's go through the process.
Absolutely.
Call question.
All right. Motion and second to postpone. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carry. All right. Anything old business? New business? Anything at all?
We're having an interview next week.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Legislator Litz, second. Legislator Archer, to adjourn. I took a liberty.
As aye. I was closing my.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Thank you, everyone.
Aye.